this is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. And this is letter number 1809. Baruch Hashem, dated the first day of Elul, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, it is with pleasantness that I received your letter from Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, of the portion of Re'eh, in which you notified that the wedding date of your son has been set for Tuesday, the fifth day of Elul, which is coming upon us. So the Rebbe says, I hereby express my blessing, a blessing of Mazel Tov, and that may this be in a good and a successful time, a lasting, an eternal edifice based on the foundations of Torah and mitzvahs as they are illuminated by the teaching of Chassidus. And your honor, together with your wife, should enjoy much nachas, Yiddish nachas and Chassidish nachas. This is a pretty standard letter that the Rebbe would send to the occasion, similar to this, to an occasion of a wedding. And the Rebbe says, ends off with a blessing of Mazel Tov and a Ksiva v'chasima Toiva. But the Rebbe has a note over here that he's also giving them, in Yiddish they call it a drosha geschenk. That is called a gift. When you usually, you know, we call it a wedding present. Called a drosha geschenk means a chosn usually gives a drosha, gives a dvar Torah or something. So you give him a gift. A geschenk is a gift that you give him. And the Rebbe gives various different references in the Talmud, in the Zohar, in the Likutei Torah. And the Rebbe also says here that my previous letter, in which I also confirmed receiving the Bichlach, those are the Hasidic, some of the writings, the Rebbe says, I'm sure that you got it in a timely way, and continued sending and also copying the letters, and as I've written there, thank you. He also apparently asked the Rebbe a question, what do you do in a situation in a pidyon haben, that's the oldest son, 30 days, you have to redeem him, and you give the five shekels to the Kohen, but what happens when the father died? So that, the Rebbe says, has been already been, many people have dealt with this issue in the Noisei Kelim of the Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, and the Rebbe also references to the Shalos Tzuduch, Samach Tzedek, Yerideya Sima Reish Chav Beis. So again, the Rebbe gives him the regular blessing for the marriage of his son that was set, and the Rebbe also gives him a gift, you know. So, and the Rebbe acknowledges again the fact that he received the books, and the Rebbe encourages him to continue to do so in the future.